Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go, 9:46, 14 till 10. I mentioned a $5,000 steak before. That's not a tomahawk ribeye, although, JR, if the price of beef goes up much more, you will be talking about a $5,000 steak as opposed to steake. How you doing?
I'm standing, man. I really am. And you know what? I know you. I feel a little bad.
No.
I really didn't give you the attention that I really knowing that we were going to be doing this bit every week, but and I mean that by I didn't put you on the list.
But wait, let me be honest about this because I am a little different in that I like to do business with sportsbook. I don't like to do it online, so I like to travel to the sportsbook and make the bet. So there's a little level of complexity there as well.
That is true, and you and I spoke about that. That you know, for you to have to go to the book, I know you're going to only take 10 or 15 minutes, but it's so much easier to be able to shop the point spread, get the best point spread, mm-hmm. and be able to do it all from the comfort of your living room. There's a lot to be said about that. I should have had you on the list early for the game on Saturday, which was the Cincinnati game. And I know you didn't get that one in, but that's okay.
But let me just tell people how we're doing. We did all right. I went a little bit off the campground there and went a little bit extra in the pile B and did very well with Texas Tech. And then I did do the Chargers game that you gave me, which didn't turn out, but I'm still up overall. So I just wanted to be fully transparent about that. That's not what you wanted me to do, and I won't do that from now on. I'll stick with exactly what you tell me. Tell me about money management and how it comes to a percentage of what your stake is and how it comes to – that's when it comes to what you're trying to do with me, percentage of what your stake is and when
Correct.
To buy down, when not to buy down, et cetera. Take us through all of it, JR.
All right. First off, let's give everybody something they can really – sink their teeth into this week, and that is going to be my SEC game of the month. I'm going to give everyone absolutely free when they text the word win to 545454. The point spread winner of the LSU South Carolina game, as well as the winner of the Alabama-Missouri game. So wow. SEC parlay of the month is free when you text the word win. That's WIN to the number 545454. Once again, LSU South Carolina, Alabama, Missouri, free via text. Text WIN to 545454. Now, as far as what we're doing, I've got a big move tonight. It's going to be my first Friday night move of the season for my VIP players. So when you and I get off the line, I'm going to be texting you a game that I do want you to get in tonight that I think is a complete and utter mismatch, and the line is way off. Okay,
do whatever
we're going to make money on Friday.
Okay,
and then we're going to have a couple of games tomorrow, a couple of games on Sunday. Now, what I'm looking to accomplish with you is we're going to do net wins. Okay, sometimes I do 5 games at a time and increase it based on whether it's a 5-0, 4-1, or 3-2, and we go up either 20%. Or we go up 50% or we go up 100%. What I'm doing with you, I like to refer to as my 50-33. In other words, every 3 net wins, we're going to increase by 50%, basically using the money that you just made from the sports book to increase your bets going up 50%. So from, let's say, 500 to 750. If we at any point, I don't care if we had 12 games in a row, 2 net losses, that does not have to be back-to-back losses, mm-hmm. just 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two net losses. We're going to minus 33% from what we're doing. And what that basically manages is it brings you back down to where you were, okay? And it allows you to go up much faster. So in other words, if you're betting, let's say, 2,000 a game, and we get three net wins, and now you made, let's say, 6,000 off those three net wins, and we're going up to 3,000 a game because we're going to increase by 50%. If we lost the next two games or we went 1-3, we're basically giving back the 6,000 that you just made off the three net wins. So we're going to minus a third of 3,000, bringing us back to what we were betting at 2,000 a game. Now, 500, if you're in my VIP club, if you're dealing with me at a very bare minimum, you have to be betting 500. You and I are doing this very small scale just to give people an idea percentage-wise of what they'd be able to see. But normally I like to work with guys that are starting off betting 5,000 a game, not 500, mm-hmm. right? So we're looking to go from 5K to 7,500 to 10,000 and so on and so forth. And that's what you're going to do. Every three net wins, we're going to add another 50% until I get you to the point where you can comfortably be betting between 2,000 and 10,000 a game using their money, house money. Now, in order to do that, I need to make you the first 50 grand. And in order to do that from 5,000, we call that the grind. That's the longest part of this entire journey. Getting your bankroll developed is going to take months on end to do. It's not going to happen in a week or two. It's going to take me 2 or 3 months to make that first 20 to 30,000, starting off at only 500 a game. But you're going to see 20% returns, 30, 50% returns week by week by week. And you watch your bankroll go from the 5,000 to maybe 6 to maybe 7,500 and then 10. And yes, we're going to have some setbacks. That happens. We're going to lose some games, but we're going to minus our bet in order to be able to go along with the fact that we're going to, because the percentage that we win has always been way over 60% with my VIP, you know, information, the games that I give to my clients. So, you know, saying that, we know we're going to hit at least I believe we're going to hit at a bare minimum 60 to 61% if the wheels fell off the cart. But we hit, like last year, college basketball, I hit 66% in college basketball. That's two out of every three games.
I know you did.
That's getting your bankroll from literally 5,000 to 25,000 in a month to a month and a half.
You did, and that's why I wanted to do this, JR, because basketball season was so good to me. Let's talk about the Colts last week. Your free pick on the air hit. Colts demolished the Raiders. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Colts have been great to us this year. I've used them, I think, 3 times out of the 5 weeks, and they've won every time for us. And, you know, this is a team that it had everything other than a legitimate quarterback. And there were obviously a lot of question marks this year. Now you look back and you can't believe there was even a controversy between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, but mm-hmm. they've been dynamite. You know, Jonathan Taylor's playing out of his skin right now. And the fact that opens up the passing game, which Daniel Jones has been Danny Dimes all season long. They're scoring on almost every possession, and their defense is in the top 5 in the league right now. They are just takeaways and great run defense. This is an all-around good team. So I'm sticking with it. Going against a team that blew it last week is fundamentally unsound. They're having too many penalties. Who drops a ball 10 inches from the end zone? Just the dumbest thing imaginable. We've seen it time and again. So I'm using the Colts again. Now, I started giving this out when it was -7. It's gone up to 7.5. So what I would say, just to be on the safe side, buy it down 1 point to -6.5. get in the Colts, minus the 6.5. Yes, you're going to pay more juice for that. Bet what you would normally bet, just make less money. But use the Colts, minus 6.5, to absolutely destroy, the Cardinals this week.
Everything you just said about the money management is why I want you doing this, and I want you explaining it and why I wanted to do it so people understand how it works, because I understood about half of it, but I trust you. That's the deal. Take us out, JR.
So look, again, it starts with winning, and right out the gate, that's what we're doing, guys. So if you're serious about doing this at the right way and you really want to make a score, I'm giving you the SEC Parlay of the Month absolutely free. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 545454. You'll get the winner of LSU South Carolina and the winner of Alabama Missouri absolutely free, and you get them via text. Text the word WIN to 545454. Be safe, have fun, and let's go out there and make some money.
And I will talk to you later on this weekend. Back in a flash, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.